All right, so our message today is coming from, it's Reverend Ann Hickey. Reverend Ann Hickey has served in leadership in Unity Ministries since 2004 and was ordained a minister in 2019 through Unity of Hawaii. She has presented messages, workshops, and Unity classes throughout Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, and the Philippines, as well as the U.S. She has a global perspective, having spent time in Unity Ministries around the world, and enjoys the many possibilities Unity offers as an ever-evolving church. She is dedicated to sharing the Unity philosophy with others so that they may experience personal transformation and empowerment in their lives. Reverend Ann Hickey.
It's great to be with you today. I'm Reverend Ann Hickey, and today we're going to be exploring the power of rediscovery. So you might ask me, well, what is rediscovery? Well, it's just a way that we can go back to the essence or the core of something and look at it in a different way, and then we can move forward with a new energy. And so rediscovery means that we've forgotten something. And that happens to us, right? We start a new project, we're super excited about it, and we start doing everything we need to make it happen. And then along the way, we forget the reason why we even started it or thought about doing it. So rediscovery means that we can get that excitement that we originally had, because when we do things for a while, sometimes it feels a bit dull or a little bit repetitive or monotonous. And so we can give a new energy and excitement to our projects. You might have noticed over the last few years there's been quite a few rediscoveries in the world. And as human beings, we've had to rediscover a lot of things that we used to just take for granted. And so we've been working remotely, so the way we work has been rediscovered. We've been not able to travel. And so for some of us, you know, we've got friends and families who live a long way away, and we've had to rediscover the way we communicate with each other. We can see that churches have had to rediscover the way that they do church. So there's been a lot of shifts and a lot of changes, and rediscovering is a way that we can go back to the very core idea of what we're doing and do it in a new and a different way that's going to work for that time. I've actually been living in Australia the last couple of years, and I was, by chance, happened to live in the most locked down city in the world, so that was in Melbourne. And boy, did I have to rediscover the way that I was doing things. And so in one of those years, we had 261 days of extreme lockdown, and who's counting? Well, we were all counting, I can tell you, because it was really difficult. And I found it quite a challenge just to, go day to day and have some sense of normalcy about what I was doing. So this is in early 2020. I worked from home already, so I felt like I was in a good situation because I could just keep doing that. But I realized that what I used to do I would do 4 or 5 hours of work in my study, and then I'd take a walk to the cafe down the road, have a really great cup of coffee, and that would sort of give me a lift, and then I could go back and do another 4 or 5 hours in my office. But of course, when we had lockdown, the cafe was shut, and I couldn't do that. And, there were a whole lot of things that I couldn't do. I couldn't shop like I normally did. I had to take that step into online shopping, which many of us do now. And, there were a lot of differences. And as they say, if you can't go without, you've got to go within. And so my cups of coffee got replaced with meditation. And I just had to do things totally differently. And so that's an experience that many of us have had over the last few years. And so I found myself like quite at a loss and just having to rediscover myself and all the things that I did. And it became apparent to me after a while that some of those things that I used to do were frankly just a waste of time. So I don't do a lot of those things anymore. But it's interesting how we almost were forced to rediscover ourselves. There was a company back in Melbourne who did a really interesting thing during that period of lockdown. And they reproduced the old vinyl records. Remember those records, the big round black ones? And I remember as a kid sitting around on a Saturday afternoon with my friends and putting the record on the record player and, you know, spending a lot of time singing along the record covers that have the words. And it was a great thing to do on Saturdays. But of course, technology came along and vinyl records were totally out, and we've had a whole lot of different technologies and ways that we listen to music. So this company decided they would reproduce the vinyl record, but they didn't reproduce it in black. They produced ones that were in hot pink and lime green and even gold. And they were, you know, beautiful to look at. And it became a really big craze back home. And a lot of young people really loved this idea of listening to records. And they started producing record players in the old retro style. And so the teenagers, of course, that was new for them. So this company made a lot of money during that period. And they were very clever in the way that they rediscovered this old technology, and they put some colour and some excitement into it, and they made a totally new product. And you know, I think that the Fillmores did a similar thing. They took the teachings of Jesus, and many churches at that time were talking about sin and evil and all of that, and the Fillmores threw that out the window. They said, well, no, we don't want that in the teachings. We want it to be positive and affirming. And they added to that the idea of it being practical. So we don't want to just talk about the teachings of Jesus. We want to put them into practice and, you know, to have a unity way of life, to be unity people. And I think that they were very clever in the way they did it, and it was very appealing to a lot of people. And certainly one of the things that attracted me most to Unity when I first heard about it. On the world stage, there's been quite a few old issues that have been re-emerging. And if I think back to 2020, probably one of the first ones that came up was the issue of Black Lives Matter. And that's not an old issue. It's a new one that's come up in a different time. We also saw events in Afghanistan. And that brought up women's rights. And it was interesting back in Australia because somehow that got connected to politics. And then there were a whole lot of women in the two major political parties there who spoke up and said, well, you know, politics, it's an old boys club and we don't feel part of it and they don't give us a chance to say what we want to say and we don't feel respected. And so it kind of came out of the events of Afghanistan. I mean, it's fascinating the way these things happen. And we've had an election recently and we had 12 independents get voted in, and that's history making in itself, and most of them are women. So it's really started a whole new political scene in Australia just from those events in Afghanistan. And of course, the other issues that have come up are climate change. We've had bushfires, we've had floods, and that's not a new issue. It just has resurfaced again. And that's what happens with issues. They come up again and again until they are resolved. And now we're seeing the gun issue. So the power of rediscovery is really important because it can bring up an old issue into a new setting And then sometimes when we see something from a different perspective, it's then that it touches our heart and we become willing to take action, to do something about it. So the power of rediscovery, it's just really amazing. So let's take a look at some of the things that we can personally do to rediscover ourselves. And there's a couple of just simple ways that we can do it. The first way is through the body. And having an awareness of the body is really important. We can rediscover ourselves through our body. So if our body is feeling tired, if we have a good awareness, we can say to our body, well, I'm feeling tired. Do I need to rest more? Do I need to exercise more? Or do I need to change my diet? So listening to the body is really important. And one of the ways that we can do it is through the breath. Now, it's been said that the problem for us Westerners often is that our body is here and our mind is over there. So some of you might have experienced that, right? And the simplest and easiest way to fix that is to take a breath. And so I'm going to invite you to take a nice deep breath with me, breathing in and breathing out. And then once more, breathing in, breathing out. And the breath is just a wonderful reset button. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling confused or stressed, this is the reset. Take the breath. When you bring the breath and the body together, you get presence. And that's where we experience the fullness of life, in that presence. And so one of the breathing things that I like is the yes breath. And I use it when I'm feeling a bit negative. And we all have negative thoughts sometimes, right? Breathing in and breathing out. And go yes on the out breath. So let's try that a couple of times. Breathing in. Breathing out. Yes. And once more. Breathing in. Breathing out. Yes. Oh, can you feel a bit of serenity in there? Can you feel a bit of peace? Yeah. And that's the power of rediscovery. And this is when you feel in that place, listen to the body and ask it what it needs. Does it need different food? Does it need something else? Does it need you to go to the doctor to fix that pain in the big toe? Whatever it is, it'll give you that message. So a great way to rediscover yourself. Another way that you can rediscover yourself is through your relationships. And relationships are great because they make you feel something. They make you feel things. And when you feel things, you feel alive. And I don't think any of us here want to be like a robot. We want to feel things, right? So David Hawkins, who wrote a whole lot of books about relationships, he said, oh, relationships are terrific because you learn things about yourself even when you're in bad relationships. And I was reading that, thinking, well, how can that be? And of course, that's right, because I was thinking about some of the difficult relationships I've had. Has anyone here had a difficult relationship? Yes. And of course, when we have a difficult relationship, and what comes to my mind is a time when I got divorced, and that was very painful, and it was very hard, and yet I learned more about myself in that time than any other time in my life. So we might think it's bad. Well, I'm not saying that you should get divorced, but what I'm saying is, you know, even the tough and the hard relationships are good for us because we learn about ourselves. Eric Butterworth talked about this idea of, you know, you can be having an argument, you can be yelling and screaming and really upset at someone, and yet underneath that sits this divine love. And I just think if we could connect with that, even when we feel cross or we're having a hard time, then our relationships would be different. And of course, Jesus, the great teacher, spoke about having love for God, having love for our neighbours, and having love for ourselves. And so, you know, we know about divine love that we have for God, and we don't always feel that we love our neighbors or our friends, you know. But Jesus said, no, these love that we have, these different kinds of love, are all one. Because it's, you can't go to church on Sunday and say, oh, I love God, and then not be kind and caring, compassionate to other people. Or you can't go to church on Sunday and say, oh, well, you know, I don't accept myself, I'm critical, and, you know, I should have done this and I shouldn't have done that, because that's not divine love. Divine love is about coming from a consciousness of love. And so ask yourself, how is my relationship with God? And how is my relationship with others? And how is my relationship with myself? And I think it's a wonderful discovery that we could all have in our relationships if we could come from that divine love. And so one final way that we can rediscover ourselves is through our genius. And when I say that, I'm not talking about Mozart or Einstein. I'm just talking about that part of you that is special, that part of you that is unique. And we all have that. We all have that unique part of us, that part of you that is different to everyone else. So it's not trying to compare yourself to anyone. It's not trying to be like someone else. It's your absolute specialness. In fact, when Einstein was asked about him being a genius, he said, well, I'm not a genius. He said, what I do is I get a scientific problem, and I, you know, mull over it in my mind, and I use my imagination, and I'll just work with that for days and days and sometimes weeks and weeks, and then eventually the answer will come to me. And so, you know what? He was a master at connecting to the source. And we can all do that. We are not any different to Einstein. We all live in the same universal energy. We all have that same ability, and no one is left out of that ability to connect with the source. And so we take a moment just to pause for a second, and I want you to consider, what is your specialness? What is your unique gift or your unique quality that you can share with the world? What inspires you? Because in inspiration and in excitement, that might be where you find that special thing. And I'm going to invite you this week to take that out into the world, to spend some time with that, do more of that, give yourself a bit of extra time on your genius spot. And as you do that, you'll find that it shows up more and more. And so here are just couple of simple ways that you can rediscover yourself, and sometimes you have to kind of go back to the basics to then move forward. And we can do all of this rediscovery through our body, through our breath, which is our reset point if we need it. We can do it through our relationships coming from divine love, and through our genius, and that'll just show up for us in so many ways. And so that's the power of rediscovery. We see it out in the world, it works all the time, and we can use it ourselves. And so today, in closing, I invite you to join me in declaring these words. I'll say it first. I am open to rediscovering myself. Together, I am open to rediscovering myself. I listen to my body, and it begins with a breath. Together, I listen to my body, and it begins with a breath. I see my relationships with divine eyes. Together, I see my relationships with divine eyes. And I express the genius that I am. Together, I express the genius that I am. And so it is.